Kerda did not wait for Vorthel to assist her. She leaped from the jolly boat and splashed off through the shallows toward the rocks. Plug had brought Prince Blad along with him, but when the freebooter captain jumped overboard into the shallows, the fat young princeling kept his seat in the jolly boat's centre.
I get my paws wetted if I jump in there. I not like wet paws.
Plug shook his head in despair.
Slitty, you and Ripper give Prince Slobberchops a lift ashore and don't get his paws wet. He don't like it.
Vorthel waited until all the rat guards had waded ashore. Lining them up, he marched off to find the princess. Kerda was standing on the lee side of the rocks, leaning against the stolen boat, studying the paw prints that ran off toward the dunes. Vorthel arrived with the rat guards and saluted smartly. The princess smiled.
Yar, mein good Vorthel. You were right. Here's the sheep and the tracks. See.
Plug came swaggering up with a few of his crew. He inspected the vessel, stroking its sides and patting the stern in admiration. The freebooter liked what he saw.
She's an handsome little beauty. The slaves who built this and knowed what they was doing. Now then, you're right, royalness. I wouldn't be standing gaping at those poor tracks all day if an I was you. This drizzle will soon wash them out.
Kerda gave him a supercilious stare and drew a sabre.
You know about their sea, but I know all about their land. There is Regan.
At Vorthel's command, a rat stepped forward. She was of wiry build, older than the rest, with a long nose and slitted eyes. Kerda's sabre pointed to the fugitive tracks.
You can find these creatures, Yar.
Regan crouched and sniffed the prints. She rubbed a few grains of sand in one paw and licked them lightly.
Find them, Your Highness. Regan can find them as easy as finding victuals on a plate for dinner.
The pure ferret smirked at the freebooter captain.
No beast has ever escaped Regan. She is my father's special slave catcher. This rat can track a butterfly over the solid rocks. A drop of the drizzle will not stop her.
Plug's voice oozed sarcasm as he answered.
You don't say. Now ain't that nice? Right, homie beauty, you take your rats off and play your little hunting game. As for me, well, I'm only a simple old freebooter. I'll have me crew cast about for landmarks so we can find this mossflower place while I stops here and polishes me new little boat up. Mayhaps you'll bring me a sail back when you catches up with those slave beasts. Now, be careful you don't rip it. I'm particular about me property, eh, Slitty?
Slitfang grinned.
Aye, very particular, Captain.
But Kerda was not listening. She had set off with the rat guards, slightly behind Regan, who was travelling at a fast, easy lope over the wet sands.